Friends, the traditional theme for the second Sunday in Advent is peace. And I want to approach this from the standpoint of the peace that is only in Christ. Because, you know, there is a real irony in the story. I mean, the angels appeared to the shepherds, and the chorus was, "Peace on earth." And the shepherds went and visited the newborn Jesus in the humble circumstances of the stall in Bethlehem. But the irony is in what follows. I mean, think about it. Within a matter of months, King Herod had let it be known that he was anxious to see this infant killed because he feared that somehow this individual would grow up to be a rival to his throne. Where's the peace in that? And then again, if you continue on through the story of the life of Christ, almost at the outset of Jesus' public ministry, some people began to gather and organize themselves to silence him. And as his ministry continued, they began to talk about their willingness to resort to killing him if that was necessary. And you know, they did. They manipulated things and people to accomplish their objective, and Jesus was crucified. Where is the peace in that? I mean, if we think that this peace on earth was just going to fall indiscriminately on the earth like rain, then that's not what happened. And yet, peace did come to individuals in Jesus Christ. In fact, the whole story of the New Testament is the story of lives transformed, lives rebuilt, renewed, reshaped, even in the midst of struggle and opposition, and lives rebuilt in the peace and hope of Jesus Christ. You see, the disciples believed that Jesus was the long-promised Messiah, and that God had come amongst them in bodily form. And now they were seeing what those prophecies of long ago really looked like when they came to fulfillment. And they were amazed. An Old Testament person of faith mostly had to live by trust on the promises of God. And these people in the time of Christ were experiencing the fulfillment of those promises and gaining new hope and experiencing new peace. In the Old Testament, hope had rested mostly for people on what God had done for Israel in the past. Believers of Christ, in Christ in the New Testament were experiencing the presence of God, both in the arrival of the incarnate Son, Jesus Christ, and also, of course, in God's outpouring of His Holy Spirit, so that God's presence was not just past, but that the Spirit's presence in human lives meant that God's presence, God's hope, God's peace were always present. What a change this was. And it was in that the peace resided, because they found peace in Christ and His Word, and also in experiencing the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. This was, I'm sure, not what everyone expected of peace, because it didn't instantly transform the world. I mean, where is peace today? Thanks to modern communication, we're even more aware of how lacking the world is in peace. We hear more quickly and in more detail about troubles between peoples and nations, and we're aware that it's not just a matter of world peace, but or the absence of it, but also the lack of peace in individual households and communities. And so where is the peace? Well, by the grace of God, the peace of Christ is with you and with all who follow the Lord. And lives, our lives are transformed as a consequence, because we now know something about that peace that is only in Christ. Because, you see, peace is so much more than the absence of conflict or the cessation of war. Peace is one's relationship with God and the universe. And that's what we are offered in Christ. And that is what makes the peace of Christ so very special. The Apostle Paul, who was no stranger to conflict. In fact, if you read the Acts of the Apostles, it seemed that conflict followed Paul wherever he went, because he was a bit of a lightning rod for attention when he went places to new communities and began to teach. There was frequently opposition raised against him, and he persevered through it all. And by his ministry and through his words and through his presence with people, lives were transformed, and people who had been looking for the fulfillment that God had for the prophecies of the Old Testament came through Paul's work, and of course the work of others, to understand that this was to be found in Christ. Let me read you just a couple of verses from Paul's writings in Philippians chapter 4. Paul, in the midst of a life of turmoil, writing to people who knew something about turmoil around them, said, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." That was how central God's peace in Christ was for Paul and all those with him who had come to be disciples of the Lord. And it didn't end there, of course. It continued through the generations. The New Testament story only takes us through a few decades of that story. But we know that the experience continued. That down through the centuries, followers of Jesus Christ have found peace in him. Ironically, often that peace has been discovered in the very midst of turmoil and distress around them, but they have found peace in Christ. A peace that was only to be found in Christ. And here also, we too profess our faith in Christ and are growing in our experience of that peace which he brings into our lives. It doesn't exclude us from living in a world in which there is often much turmoil around us. It doesn't even assure us that our lives will not be touched by that turmoil. But it does assure us that the peace of Christ will persist. And not just because we remember something that happened in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. Though, in a way, it's founded on those events. But its strength and power with us is that God's Spirit lives within his people and draws them to himself and to his peace. And if we struggle to understand that, we shouldn't worry about it too much. How it can be that we find peace in faith in Christ while the world is in turmoil. After all, as Paul put it, it's a peace which, as The scriptures often translated transcends all understanding, or kind of eludes our human understanding. But it also places some responsibility upon us. Because if we are ones who have experienced this peace in Christ, this peace of God, this peace with God, then how is it shared? It's shared as the faith is shared. And others become followers of our Lord. And so, if we want to talk about expanding peace in the world, the real peace of which the scriptures speak, it begins as we share the good news of Jesus Christ. That's our challenge. But that's also our joy and delight. Friends, even when we find ourselves challenged to wrap our minds around all the details of the irony of this topic of peace, it is good news. It is our hope in Christ, our peace in Christ. Not only for today, but forever. Thanks be to God.